I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This evening, we continue with our meditations on the meaning of Jesus is my Lord, using the explanation of the article, of the second article of the Creed. Tonight, on the back schedule of tonight is Wednesday, March 6th, our fourth meditation on this, and it's the brief phrase, and actually the main part of the phrase, is my Lord, is my Lord. And so we think on that tonight, and especially using several psalms. We have our opening hymn 427, In the Cross of Christ I Glory.
In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time, all the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime.
Congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the opening versicles. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful,
slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and repents of evil.
Jesus says, if any man would come after me,
let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Christ was wounded for our transgressions.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. To help us think about the psalms that we're going to have our meditation on, I have made parts, some of the verses, as responsive reading, so of course, the congregation is welcome to read along on those verses that are in bold print. And I want to point out one or two other things, too, before we read it. First of all, you notice that the first line in verse 1 of Psalm 1 is, blessed is a man. And then it is also lined, several things are underlined in verse 2. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And that is a main theme in all that first psalm. who is the one who is blessed, the one who meditates on God's law, his Torah, day and night. And we'll think more about that. These two psalms go together, and the second psalm is about God's power, his protection for us, and the uselessness of trying to plot against God, which we will read. But if you notice, the very last line of Psalm 2, which is also underlined in verse 12, says, "And blessed are all who take refuge to him." Do you see? Psalm 1 starts out blessed, and this Psalm 2 ends up blessed. So blessed are those who meditate on God's law, and blessed are those who take refuge in him. And so these are two themes that we're going to look at as God and Christ being our Lord. We read Psalm 1 and 2. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away.
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain?
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision.
Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying,
As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our next reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited for the reading of the gospel. From John chapter 10, starting at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
The congregation may be seated. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have been wanting to have a chance to think more along with you, Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. They are the head of all the Psalms. And they teach us another aspect of is my Lord, what it means that God is my Lord, Jesus is my Lord. As we go through the explanation of the second article of the Creed, week Wednesday by Wednesday, and then Holy Week as well, we will see that Jesus is Lord, for he has suffered and died for us, and he redeems and saves us. We will think about those things as they're expressed in the explanation of the Creed. But tonight, that is my Lord, we think about what Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 say. And you can summarize them quite easy by saying, the one who is my Lord, I listen to him. He teaches me. I meditate on his teachings day and night. And Psalm 2, the one who is my Lord, he is all powerful. Nobody can overthrow him. No evil can overtake him. My refuge is in him. And then I knew that we would look at that, and I thought, of course, we have to look at Psalm 23. For the Lord is my shepherd. And think about how Jesus is our Lord and how that is described there. In Psalm 1, it is said that blessed is the man, the person is blessed, who delights and meditates on the law of the Lord. And I have said in sermons and in Bible class many times that this, when it says law of the Lord in the Old Testament here and so many other places in the Old Testament, this is not law only like Ten Commandments, but it's law and gospel. In the Hebrew there, it's Torah, which means the first five books of Moses. Blessed is the man who meditates on the Torah of the Lord. And the first five books of Moses, yes, have the Ten Commandments and the covenant laws and rules, but they also have the covenant promises and the sacrifices by which one is granted forgiveness. All this, law and gospel, is in the Torah. And so the person is blessed who meditates on all these teachings given by God and all these promises given by God. Remember, the law is, yes, a good child of God will follow these things, but not always. We break them, don't we? We sin. But the gospel is God always keeps his promises. He always blesses and takes care of those who are trusting in him. So the person is blessed who thinks about these things day and night, who follows the teachings of the Lord. And that's an important part to think. This is the teachings of the Lord. These are the written words of Moses and the prophets, and now we have in the Psalms. This is written out for us. This person, we hear God speaking to us. We follow him and understand him. So much so that in this description of this type of life, the psalmist says, okay, this person who meditates on God's word is like this tree just with a river right by it. I think of when I'm going to, oftentimes I go to Bowling Green because I get my Toyota service there, and et cetera, et cetera. But what do? I go along the river there, right? And there's houses planted along there, and there's some parks there. And that river is, for the trees, always there. That river is always there providing water. It doesn't matter how it is in the rest of Ohio, it's going to have water there for a long time. And so also the person who is meditating on God's word day and night, they have water that will give them strength in dry times. But he says, not so the wicked. They just dry up and they're blown away like chaff. So even in the dry times, the Lord gives water to our lives. This is why we're blessed and grounded, even in dry, difficult times, because his word provides for us. And also, that very end, it's very important to know, for the Lord, verse 6 of chapter of Psalm 1, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. If the Lord knows the way of the righteous, he's with them. There's a relationship and communication and communion between them. And thinking about this, what came to mind, partly why we read John 10, is because as Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, he talks about how his sheep know him. He says, and I underline there, I know my own and my own know me. How do God's people, how do Jesus' disciples, Jesus' followers know him? Through his teachings. Through meditating on his word day and night, just as Psalm 1 says. How do we survive as Jesus' disciples? Meditating on his voice, his teachings written down for us day and night. And when he speaks of that other flock, he says, they will listen to my voice. So also, all God's people from around different cultures and languages learn to hear God's voice through his word. It also came to mind, and you could make so many connections, but it really came to mind when it says the stream gives life, that you're like a tree planted by the stream. And so even when it's dry, you get water. What did Jesus tell the woman by the well? Do you remember that from John 4? He said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. He wanted to give living water to that woman, and he did. For she said, I perceive that you're a prophet, and so on, and she became a witness for him, and so forth. In Psalm 2, then, we learn that our Lord is powerful, and nothing can overcome him. It's interesting to me. It's almost humorous. It is humorous. When the psalmist starts out, why do the nations rage and the peoples, I put it in quotes, plot in vain. Who's going to plot against God? It's not really possible, as if God doesn't know what you're thinking or know the future or know the past or know everything that's going on. So why do the nations rage and plot against God? He knows everything that's going on. And notice in this psalm then, which is recognized as a prophecy about Jesus as well, said the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Two persons there. The Father, and we see soon the Son, his anointed, the Christ, the chosen one. Why do they plot against the Lord and his anointed one? When we think about it, think carefully. How does God bring both judgment and grace to the world? Through the incarnate presence of his Son. For his Son, then Jesus in his ministry, explained what the Ten Commandments and other laws were all about, really, and said all people are sinners, even the old Pharisees and others said, no, I'm good, I've done this, I followed the Ten Commandments, etc., etc. And I asked that also then Jesus, in his presence, incarnate on earth, reached out and brought healing and forgiveness to so many people, even then finally to die on the cross, in the body. By coming to earth, God's Son is both judge for those who try to rebel against him and refuse him, and he's also full of grace and mercy for those who know and need his presence and his healing. So the Lord says in verse 6, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. He is coming to earth." And where did the Father even say those things? At Jesus' baptism, at Jesus' transfiguration. The Father's presence is seen in his death and resurrection and in his ascension. Jesus' presence, the Lord's anointed, the Father's Son, and even you see he's called here the Son. The Son then is the presence of God that both judges and heals and forgives. So nations, peoples, rulers, be wise. God knows what you're doing. God knows every plan, every evil thing. The Lord Jesus knows what's going on. That's part of him being Lord, as he knows all that is going on. So kiss, respect, greet the Son. Don't plot against him. Greet the Son. And he finishes Psalm 2 by saying, "And blessed are those who take refuge in him, in the Son, in the Christ, the Anointed." Jesus being our Lord means that we meditate on his word. We hear his voice and his teachings day and night, as Psalm 1 says. And Jesus being my Lord means nothing can overthrow Christ. Who would actually plot against him and think that's going to work? But rather, Christ has become incarnate, and the Father calls him his Son, in whom he is well pleased at his baptism, transfiguration. And in what did the Son do on the cross? "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." He did what the Father sent him to do. And he rose again and now sits at the right hand of the Father. All this is about Jesus being Lord, of which Psalm 1 and 2 talk. And how does the Lord take care of me? Psalm 23, and Jesus expands that in his teachings in John 10. He takes care of our physical needs. And in this way of describing it as a shepherd, he takes care, he gives me green pasture, he gives me good water, still water. He's taking care of me. He also cares for my soul. In Psalm 23, verse 3, he says, "He restores my soul." And how does he take care of our souls? He leads us in his righteousness and for his name's sake. See, not my righteousness. That won't restore my soul. Not what I think is good, and not in my name, and certainly not in the devil's name or the world's name. But in his name, he leads me in the paths that he knows I need, in the righteousness. That's how he takes care of us. He is my Lord. We walk through these dangerous times in life, the valley of the shadow of death, even with death sometimes just looming over us, and yet I have no fear. I'm still safe. He's my Lord. I am safe. So even when dangerous peoples, even in the presence of my enemies, he sets thy table. He takes care of me even in the very front when evil is before me. The psalmist says, "So all the days of my life, his goodness and his mercy are with me." And not only this life, but into his house forever. I am forever in his house. These psalms all talk about Jesus as my Lord and my relationship to him and how that plays out in my life. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, you are our Lord. And we give thanks for all that you do for us. We ask you to help us to meditate on your teachings day and night, to have them lead us and feed us. We ask you to reassure us of your power over the nations and over all evil and people who think they can plot against you, but they can't. But you have been incarnate and have been with us on earth in your ministry, and now reign with us, reign for us. And we ask you to help us to seek you, to take our refuge in you as our Savior and King. And we ask you, dear Lord, to remind us you are always our shepherd. You're always taking care of our body and soul, whether we are in the presence of danger or trouble, and not only for this life, but into forever in heaven. All these things, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, and forgiving us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the sermon hymn 710, The Lord's My Shepherd.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul
The congregation is invited for prayer, to stand for prayer. We pray together the evening prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Amen. And we pray the collect of the week. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways,
and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith, to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
We sing Abide With Me, 878, verses 1 through 4.
Sweet.